So if you're a homeowner, maybe a home buyer trying to figure out what's going on with these things, well, today we got some important news that you might have just missed. So today we got ADP payroll numbers came in this morning and they missed. They missed pretty bad. And then we got President Trump. He's threatening more tariffs on Greenland. So how does all that play a role in these things over here? Well, folks, my name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a licensed mortgage loan officer, licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. My goal each day is to come in and explain to you guys what in the heck's going on with those and why. So today we're going to talk about, the tariffs and how Trump is still threatening Greenland with tariffs. And he must have a plan with this. But one piece of the puzzle that you probably missed is right through here. I don't know if you'd realize, but ADP payroll numbers came in this morning and they were pretty bad. They came in and said at the last week of December, 8,000 people got jobs. Well, that's a pretty big miss. So if you equate that out, that's not a good monthly number. So the Federal Reserve has a little bit of ammunition now when it comes to this. But let's move over and see what's happening to the markets and why they're down 700 points. And it has to do with tariffs. So here's my thought on this, just based on today's news. So if you read the headline, Trump keeps coming in and saying, okay, we're going to throw tariffs on Greenland. We're going to throw tariffs on all these other people. But he realizes that the Supreme Court is ruling on this now. So my thought is, and let me know your thoughts down below, if he thinks tariffs are going to be deemed illegal, why would he keep threatening them, especially as of today? So he's got to have a backup plan. So I think the administration right now is just coming out and saying, okay, Supreme Court, do whatever you want to do, and then we'll just negotiate around it. So I think that's the tactic that's coming based on this information. And then when you also couple this with the jobs report, well, it's not looking pretty darn good. So you go over through here, and this is the un-Cinderella story. We have the Dow Jones down 700 points. We have the NASDAQ down 400 points. Oil up, and we have mortgage rates or interest rates up. We got the 10-year Treasury over 4.2%. It's almost 4.3%. That's a huge rally. So let's go over and see what's happening to mortgage rates, because that's why you're here. So we look at the mortgage bonds. They're actually recovering a little bit today. So here's what we focus in on. If you're a homeowner right now and you're trying to figure out what's going on with mortgage rates, here's what we watch to figure this out. We watch this bond over through here. So what should you watch? Well, you should watch right over through here. You should actually just put in your information right in here if you're a homeowner. What am I talking about? Well, I created a tool right over here for homeowners. And the reason being is they keep missing these mortgage rates when they drop. And they sometimes, like last Friday, they dropped for about an hour. So if you're not ready for this, well, you're going to miss it. So put in your mortgage information up there and let me know what rate you'd like to refinance. What's going to happen is I'll call you, text you, and email you. We don't sell the data. I'll reach out to you and we'll go over what your new payment would be, what the cost and what your break-even point would be. But let's get back to see where mortgage rates are going to go today and most likely why. So you go over to here and the bond market's taking it kind of on the chin. So what we focus in on is right through here. All you have to understand is this when it comes to this bond. If this bond is going up, that means rates are coming down. Well, it's actually going down. It's down 17 ticks. So that means mortgage rates are going to go up. So if we go to mortgage rates today, where are they? They're at 6.07. Here was my expectations for Q1 of 2026. I said mortgage rates in Q4 of 2024 would bring down to about 6.25, and we got there. And now I'm saying, okay, in the Q1 of this year, we're going to be about 5.875 to 6.25. We're right between that right through here. And all this data we go over on a daily basis really plays a role in these things. So if you're a homeowner, well, you know what to do. Go to my channel. If you're a home buyer, what should you do? Well, let's navigate and figure out what the Federal Reserve's probably going to do at the next meeting, and what's the market's going to interpret this, and where are these things most likely to go. So let's look at the financial data that we have for today. So for that, we go over to this. This is what the Federal Reserve watches, and this is what the bond market watches, and the bond market actually controls mortgage rates. So the Federal Reserve, they control that rate way over there. That's the federal funds rate, but they monitor these right here. So we have kind of pieces of this data coming in today. So I know I repeat this every day, but the good news is we're looking for inflation. We're looking for jobs report, and we're actually looking for GDP. So if we go to the economic calendar for this week, look what we have coming in. We have really nothing today and tomorrow. Thursday, look at this. Continued jobless claims and initial jobless claims. Okay, that gives us a reading where the jobs market's going to go. So people might be getting let go, okay, right through here. But are they getting jobs back? Well, per ADP, no, but we're going to see how this number comes in because the last reading wasn't so bad. But then you go over and say, okay, where's inflation going from here, because that's another big piece of what the Federal Reserve monitors. Well, the cool thing here is we have the PCE. What's the PCE? If you go over to here, the PCE is how the Federal Reserve measures inflation. So if you go back to our calendar, that's actually coming in this week. We're getting core PCE and then PCE. What the core is they strip out food and energy, like oil and gasoline. Remember gasoline, some days it's $4 a barrel, some days it's $2 a barrel or gallon of gas. So that's how it fluctuates. So when they do core, they strip out those numbers to kind of flatten out the numbers a little bit. They're expecting basically the core PCE year over year to go from 2.8 to 2.7. That's actually a good number. That means inflation is coming down and the Federal Reserve might have the ability to cut rates, maybe based on that. But they're going to continue to watch the jobs market. And per ADP payroll numbers today, jobs are looking pretty weak. So based on those two, well, the Federal Reserve might cut. Well, let's get over to see what the probabilities are if they're going to cut or not. So in 8 days, next week, we'll have a live event, and I'll show you the instant reactions to this. But in 8 days, the Federal Reserve is going to meet. We got the jobs report today. Wasn't so good. And we got inflation. How are they going to do? Are they going to increase rates, drop rates? No. There's a 97% chance they're not going to do anything. Because I'll show you the probability screen so you can figure this out. So if you go to the Fed watch tool, you look over through here, the federal funds rate right now is 3.5 to 3.75. I just showed you that on the previous screen. Well, there is a 95%, actually the probability now is a 97% chance Federal Reserve's not going to do anything. So mortgage rates should be basically flat as a pancake. But based on all the news coming in today, it doesn't look too good for rates, and it also doesn't look too good for the stock market. So pay attention today, folks, how the tariff news is going to come out, because the Supreme Court's ruling on this, hopefully this week, and then focus in on where jobs are going. And here's how you got to look at it. The better the news in the economy for us is actually worse news when it comes to the Fed for cutting rates. So you got to figure out, okay, do you want lower rates? Or do you want the economy to falter? That's what I need to know from you guys down below. So my expectations right now, mortgage rates, well, they might pop a little bit, but they're going to stay in the range that I expected right through here. So if you're a homeowner, you guys know what to do. But if you're looking to buy, what should you do? What direction would I take if I'm looking to buy maybe in the next couple months? Well, I wouldn't go out there and scan, you know, who's got the best mortgage rates, because when you go through it, you're going to see about 100 of them, and they just don't make any sense. So if you go to over to our website right through here. Here's a unique thing we have. I have a slogan. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 other lenders. Why do we do that? And how do we do that? Well, folks, I work at a bank that provides me licensing in all 50 states as Puerto Rico. So that's fantastic news. But what they did, and the reason why I joined them, is we're like, okay, we want to make sure when people call in, we give them as many options as we can. So what they did, believe it or not, they went out there and set up with 30 other lenders to make sure when you're calling us, we're getting you quotes from all 30 lenders, and you'll work with yours truly during this whole process. So join me on Wednesdays, each Wednesday at 2 o'clock, where me and Alan will come in, and I'll give you the link right up through there. We're going to come in and show you exactly how we do this. So join us this Wednesday, where me and Alan's going to show you behind the scenes. But today, I'm expecting the markets not to look too good when it comes to stocks and bonds and mortgage rates. They are going to go up just a little bit, but they're not going to spike anywhere crazy. So make sure if you're looking to build or buy, you get pre-approved with us. But if you're a homeowner right now looking to refinance, make sure you put in your information in that RateWatch tool or give us a call so we can at least run the numbers for you. So folks, I'm thinking rates are going to inch up just a little bit today. They might hit about 6.125. I wouldn't be surprised if they hit there today. The stock market, don't know how that's going to go, but I'll be back at the closing bell to let you know how all this goes and how all it ends for the day. So if you're out there as a homeowner, maybe a home buyer, now you understand a little bit more about what's going on with those and why. Thanks for watching, folks. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do so over there and hit the bell so every time I post a video, you get an alert. Thanks for watching. I'll see you at the closing bell to let you guys know what happens. See you soon. Bye-bye.